Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Happy hump day. Welcome to another edition of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Holly Roberts is with us for hour one each and every day. And we thank you.
You know what?
What?
Coming up today at 9:30, we're going to play a game with Holly.
Okay.
Games really pick up in hour two and three of the show. That's when we get our...
Yeah, that's when we get our crazy sillies on. Yeah.
And so at 10:30, we play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. We have rotating games. Like today at 11:30, we will play, what are we calling it? Whose Voice Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
But with Name That Tune style. Rules. So yeah, we're going to do Name That Voice, but we really like Whose Voice Is It Anyway as a title. But anyway, we'll do that at 11:30 today.
So far, I'm actually doing better than you.
You are. Oh, my gosh.
Finally.
Ooh, crushing it.
Although yes. I've learned something
which happens
about
never.
Donna's strategy, which is... Donna will, so when we play Name That Voice, or Whose Voice Is It Anyway, each person has to say, we'll get a hint, a generic hint from Mike, and then we have to say, I can name that voice in up to 10 seconds. That's the max. So Donna will start. Donna will go down to, I can name that voice in 6 seconds. If I go five or below, she says, name that voice. And so today, I know this about you now, having played this a couple of weeks. So my strategy might get a little wacky on you, D-Bone.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
What we're going to do with Holly at 9:30 is something that we did the last couple of days at 10:15. It's has no title yet, but we're generically calling it the Amazon search bar game. So here's how this will work, Holly. Mm-hmm. I will say, we'll choose a letter. And then when you put a letter into the search bar on Amazon, just like happens with Google, it will pop up the 10 most common things that are searched under that letter. And what is fun is it does not have to be based on your search history. Everybody pretty much has the same thing, whether you search the letter C or if I search the letter C. But then we did C one day. Exciting, gripping, people loved it. The next day, we do CH, 10 new words. It's infinite. So today we will choose a letter, and then you two will try to guess as many of the top 10 search results on Amazon.
I'm ready too.
Ready.
9:30, so nobody go
anywhere.
And
we anywhere. Work as a team, though.
Yes.
So it's not really a competition. It's more of like an exhibition.
Yes.
Fun.
It's you two against Amazon,
ooh,
essentially.
We're going to crush it.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Suck it, Jeff Bezos.
Whoa, yeah. Hey, whoa.
Suck it.
Uh-huh. Hey, we were just talking about this Jeremy Renner trailer for an upcoming interview that he's going to be doing. So the interview is going to happen with Diane Sawyer. It's going to be on ABC April 6th. At 9 p.m. here locally, 10 p.m. out on the East Coast.
Too late.
And
I'll watch it on Hulu the next day.
Right, fine. But anyway, here's the trailer, and we're happy that we get to hear from Jeremy Renner. But both Donna and I had the same beef with the trailer. Well, let's do about a minute and see if you can pick up on our beef.
Superhero of the Avengers, fearlessly taking on any fight. An ordinary man with a strength that never gives up.
Do you remember the pain?
Oh, all of it. Yeah, I was awake through every moment.
Who risked his own life to try to save his nephew.
I just perfectly see him in a pool of blood coming from his head. When I ran up to him, you know, I didn't think he was alive.
I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Because it's going right at my nephew.
You have a video which is haunting. It's January 1st at 8:42, yeah. And you are 13 minutes away.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry.
He's been crushed. There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape.
Oh.
Keep breathing, man. Keep fighting. Hang in there, brother.
This was a sound of someone that was dying.
7 tons of machinery bearing down, and one man's iron will to fight and survive.
8 ribs broken in 14 places.
Listen to this.
Right knee, right ankle broken, left leg tibia broken, the left ankle broken, right clavicle broken, right shoulder broken, face eye socket, the jaw, the mandible broken, lung collapsed, pierced from the rib bone, your liver. Which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. And then you're like, what's my body look like? Am I just going to be like a spine and a brain, like a science experiment?
His extraordinary fight to live and his family's heartache and pain right there by his side through it all.
I heard that you had, in sign language, you said to your family, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A story of terror, survival.
I chose to survive. You're not going to kill me. No way.
And triumph. Jeremy Renner, Diane Sawyer.
Do you dream of doing Los Stetson again?
I've lost a lot of flesh and bone in this experience, but I've been refueled and refilled with love and titanium.
The exclusive interview.
You look in the mirror and do you see the same face?
No, I see a lucky man.
Thursday, April 6th at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Okay, totally going to watch that, yeah. But...
Can't wait to hear the story. It's just, obviously, is an amazing story, and to hear from him at length will be wonderful.
Now, Holly, what do you think
is our takeaway? What do you think our beef is?
That's a challenging question. That it was framed as a superhero story?
We'll give you
half a point.
Yeah. That it was kind of like, this was kind of being, I'm taking the very cynical route.
No, that, so are we.
Well, with all of this, okay, let's put the pieces of the puzzle together. This is on ABC News. He has a new Disney Plus show coming out.
Well,
he's an Avenger, and they framed it with footage from his character in the Avengers.
We're pretty shallow, Holly. We're not going that deep.
Although you're right. Like, we're promoting this, and yes, it's going to come right before renovations.
Right.
And, you know, is life in Hollywood,
right,
I guess.
So the cynical thing, the framing for me, my beef was, is like, oh, well, we're framing this as this, like... this story, which it is, but it's all framed in the context of like being a superhero
and some kind of promotion behind it.
Yes.
Now the more shallow take, Donna. What's our beef?
That guy's voice.
I mean, why do they have him?
He's terrible.
Oh, Jeremy Renner?
No. It's the trailer guy who's narrating.
All I could hear.
Well, the voice was a bit affected, and the writing was heavy-handed. Because here's the art of writing this from a non-writer. If a story is on its own very dramatic, less is more with how you promote it.
You don't have to say dramatic.
Right. His iron will, his ability to fight. And because we're hearing Jeremy Renner all throughout that, everybody knows the general story.
Yeah, like you don't have
it
to convince
felt
us.
Unnecessary and extra. The story on its own, just give me sound from Diane and from Jeremy. And then even just Diane, just giving Diane Sawyer narrating it. And saying, you know, we sit down, keep it basic, but they thought, let's over-dramatize it. So it felt like they were trying to turn it into, it struck a weird chord.
It's a little cheesy. And well, 2020 does that a lot, too. They cheese it up.
Yeah. Yes, and to all the things you said. Because that, with the voice, too, specifically that narrator in that trailer, it
in
was like,
world.
Yeah.
But not as good as that guy.
We don't need you to superheroify this tragic accident.
We already find
exactly
it tragic.
And then even when you have then say, hey, voiceover guy, and God bless the guy, I hope he continues to get work, but like, hey, now we've written a line of his family by his side the whole way. What do you think happens? His family, abandons him in his time of critical need? So there is an extra, just too much, less is more.
And then you also had a problem with Diane Sawyer.
Well, Diane Sawyer, he said, I would do it again. And she looked at him almost incredulous,
like,
and said,
"What?
You would do it again?" Right after she was talking to his nephew, whose life he was trying to save. Right. So it just felt like, Diane, you aren't really asking, like, right. Wait, what?
Of course that? You would do
Hello,
it again.
Of course, yeah. I mean, obviously, he's been through hell, right? Jeremy Renner, you heard the list of injuries, through absolute hell.
Yeah.
But it feels like that's a question that you get an obvious answer to.
Yeah, it was like filling. It was just fill.
Yeah, because you already know that Jeremy Renner was just the kind of guy that said, I'm going to do this for him, and he wouldn't look back and say, oh, I wish I didn't go through all those injuries, and I wish my nephew was dead.
Right. So weird.
Maybe we shouldn't have reacted as strongly as we did.
Maybe
here's
not.
What, here's what we will
You're right.
say. We are really happy that we get to hear from Jeremy
We're
Renner.
We're going to watch.
What he did is heroic, and some of the audio that we heard there, and hearing from his nephew, thinking that his uncle had passed away right in front of him, I mean, unbelievable. Just dial back the inner world.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. We're going to play a best of replay for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. We should have that option once a week.
We need to find some best of, quote unquote,
yeah, that's
material.
Exactly right. All right, when we come back, everybody helped me yesterday when I talked about this problem that I had in my house with a water softener. I know it sounds captivating. But then as the night went on,
relatable.
We started doing a couple of other things around the house. And I thought, why did it take me so long to do not the water softener thing, but something else much, much less difficult, but irritates me daily?
Huh.
What are the basic things that you push off? And how long have you pushed them off? We'll get into that when we come back.
Hello.
Good night, mate.
Rise up, live.
Shrimp on a barbie.
That's all I got. Welcome back. It's Donna and Steve. On My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
No doubt.
This will be a bad segue. Talk is fun. Let's talk about...
water softeners.
Hmm.
Yesterday, Holly, again, the things that you miss during the back half of the show.
Boy, you have no idea.
I feel bad for you because you missed out on water softener talk. I have a water softener where you put salt into it.
Yes.
And I'm not always great about refilling it with salt, but then one time I was like, well, golly, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay on top of this. I go out, I get maybe 8 bags of salt.
Wow, the big ones? The 40s?
The big dogs. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Carried them all with one hand.
Oh, but you, okay, I get it.
So I was stocking up. Fill that sucker up. And I go and check it, I don't know, like a month later, next time I think of it, right? And I was like, huh, that salt's still pretty high. Hey, a couple months go by and I'm like, that salt is still in like the same spot. So then I'm thinking, gosh, I'm going to have to take out by hand all of the salt in order to figure out what's going on down there. Is there like a clog down there? Why is it not working? So yesterday I mentioned this. People start emailing, calling Mike. Mike gets 5 calls during a commercial break, all saying the same thing. You have an ice dam or an ice bridge. Excuse me, salt dam or a salt bridge. And that is when salt essentially just sort of solidifies.
Yeah.
And it like now is sticking to the side of your plastic water softener bucket.
Right.
And they said that actually if you get like a broom handle, you just keep poking at it. And then it will give way, there will be a little hole, and then you can just knock it all down, and it'll go down to the bottom, and life picks up again as normal.
Starting to think I have this same problem.
So, right after the show, I wasn't planning on spending an hour with my water softener, but there I was. In fact, I even ate soup in the storage room, where the water heater is and the water softener is. I had a bowl of white chicken chili in that storage room. What an afternoon that I didn't intend to have. I am jabbing at this thing, jabbing at it. Nothing's happening. Then I get the sledgehammer, and I thought, I'm just going to go downward. I'm not going to hack at it. I'm just going to go downward to give it some pressure. I finally break through a little bit, and then water comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I think this is the beginning. So then I go back to the broom and just start trying to poke holes, but there was never like an open cavity and all the salt falls in. Poking, poking, poking. Then this water is now starting to bubble up a little bit. Rise up lights. And I keep trying to poke holes with the broom handle. And I can at times get all the way down to the bottom of the bucket. And there's salt, like mushy salt everywhere. And then because this water has now because...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
The hole that I created now coming back up, it is congealing everything. So where I can get my broom handle through 1 minute, legitimately 30 seconds later, you have to shove it back down for it to go through, which means I don't think it solved my problem. I ran a backwash. I don't know what that is. And then a rinse on it because those were two things on this water softener. And guess what the problem is, Donna? There's a second thing, a second tube. There are two tubes that you have with this water softener thing. And on the second tube, I don't even know if the power's on that thing. There's no light on it. But then I ran a rinse and a backwash on that. It's still wet. There's still a ton of salt. And so now I think I'm going to have to dig out, get all the salt out. Now I have to wet dry vac all the water out, and then just see if there's something at the bottom, because there can also be a clog down at the bottom, which causes a problem. Later in the day, we're tidying up. Spring cleaning week in the Patterson household. Okay. We're decluttering the children's rooms and all that. So then my bedroom, there were just a few things that were out, and I was like, why is this still out? Why is this still out? Anyway, there are two light bulbs that were out, and I finally walked my lazy butt to the basement, and now I have every lamp that has an opportunity for a bulb, of which there are a total of four in that room, now has a light bulb in it for months and months.
I did this too with a chandelier, not a chandelier, but a light fixture in my dining room.
Was it because, high up?
Yeah, because to access it, it's kind of a pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
So I let it go, and then finally I'm like, okay, let me just do this right now. I went and got a ladder.
I wish I had that excuse. Mine were on bedside tables. And then I finally did it, and I thought, isn't it crazy how long you can go knowing? Because the water softener, I don't think about it too often. It's out of sight, out of mind. The fact that there were burnout light bulbs in my bedroom, I noticed that every bleeping day. And I'm like, I wish I could turn that. But, you know, then at that point, I'm like tired, getting ready for bed or getting ready in the morning. And so I don't want to run all the way down into the basement to get light bulbs. Maybe I should keep some light bulbs
on the other floor
closer, like maybe in the bedside table.
You want to know what I do?
Queen.
Because everybody puts off stuff like paperwork.
Yes.
Taxes. Oh, I'll wait until as long as I can.
Yeah.
And then I just have to break. My thing is when I come home from a trip, that suitcase will sit there for 2 weeks before I even address it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm looking for underwear in my suitcase because I've run out.
Right. And at some point,
I won't put it away. I just leave it there.
What do I even have this dresser for? I should just have suitcases along this wall.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so annoying. And they say, like productivity experts say, focus on the little ticky-tack things that just bug you.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the back of your mind, that's running on repeat of like,
there it
you
is
couldn't
again.
Even get that done.
There it is.
That thing. Just yep. And it's always, it's like when something rattles around in the back of your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're driving and then you hear sure something go from one side to the other.
I do. Thank you.
Holly, what was the call about?
Oh, just they had to do the same thing that you did, Steve.
With
the water softener.
Mm-hmm. Did they figure it out?
Yeah, did the same thing as you.
I'm going to try that too, yeah. I think, because my salt is pretty high right now.
Now I have water above the salt.
Well, now you have to add salt, but you can't add the salt till you fix the problem.
maybe I just need to add salt. But it feels so congealed down there.
Yeah, it's congealed, like, you should call someone. Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. That's what I want to do. But I know it's going to cost me a couple $100s.
Yeah,
but then,
you got it. You got TV money.
But then Lou was like, oh, is that something you could just look up on YouTube? Because what if they just dig it out and then just clear the block? Wouldn't you be like, oh, I could have done that?
Yeah, you dig it out, then you have a mess. Then you've got salt residue everywhere. Good luck to you, my friend.
Friends, we're knee-deep in water softener talk, and this show's only 30 minutes old at this point. We're on for 3 hours today. When we come back, Holly is going to play a game with us. It's the Amazon search bar game that we made up.
Hello. Sorry. Steve was insulting me. I got distracted. No, welcome back. Donna and Steve. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. We were in the process of grabbing a letter from our promotion director, Brooke.
Ooh, a letter.
A letter.
A letter for the Amazon search bar game.
Holly, you missed our big show.
Oh, a letter. I thought you meant a piece of mail.
Oh, no. Like a letter of the alphabet.
Yes. So for those, and sometimes we know we have people who listen to us in the 9 a.m. hour, others who are 10 a.m. faithfuls. So if you haven't heard this earlier this week, this game came to me as I was falling asleep on, I think it was Sunday night. I was going and searching. I needed to buy a shaker cup for like a protein shake. And then you don't need a spoon or anything. And it's all, so I was like, you know, the
with the ball in the middle.
Yeah, with that little silver ball. Sorry. Clang and bang this morning, guys. At any point you want to talk about it, I would love to.
But we're good.
I go and I was looking up a shaker bottle. And I was on Amazon. I'm laying in bed. I put in S and I'm sort of moving slowly. It's the end of the night. So I just put in S. And once I put in S, I was like, oh, look at all those things that just came up. That's something. None of them are a shaker. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Why are all those things coming up?
And I haven't searched for any of those.
So it's like auto-filling maybe the most popular...
I think it's the most popular searched for items. But, you know, when you do this on Google, we all see this with Google. But sometimes Google, it's based on your search history as well and your preferences. Google's tracking you everywhere. And Amazon, it just seemed to be different. In fact, if you do search for something, it will show up in a slightly different way in your search results. So you can tell what everybody is searching for versus what you or your family might be searching for. So, and we tested this. We both pulled up a letter and it was like, oh, we got very pretty fun. Much the same stuff.
Very challenging.
So then we do it and it's really fun because you can do a first letter and then you can, the game is kind of endless because then you can add another letter. You can add another letter after that.
Right. We did a ch.
So we started with C, then we went to CH, totally different. I asked Brooke, I said, give me any letter of the alphabet.
And guess what she said?
She said Z. I mean, this is like when you say to someone, when you hold up a new sweater that you got and you say, guess how much I got this on sale for? It used to cost $220. Guess how much? And they're like, a dollar. And then you want to just lightly
please
palm their face and just shove them
maybe
away
with a pie in it.
Yeah.
All
right. So we said backup letter. She said F. We're going to go with F. My question is, would you all like me to add a second letter to it or just do a pure F?
Let Holly decide.
Let's just do pure letter F.
Okay. So open your mind, because once you do two letters, then you start sort of honing in a little bit more. The lane gets a little bit more narrow. So, Holly, do you have any millionaire music, any thinking music that we could find over there? I'm going to look at our list here and let you know that I want to look for any. Sometimes there are duplicates, and I'll let you know when those are there.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you could see coffee, and then there could also be coffee maker and coffee ground. So I'll lead you in that direction so that we can get all those at the same time.
All right, let's think.
Yeah, there's a couple, just two, I think, that sort of have similarities. But other than that, we got a lot. So everybody play along. This is the Amazon search bar game.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We'll start with Donna, and then we'll go Holly, and then Donna, and then Holly. They're playing as a team. Play along wherever you're listening. F is our letter today in the Amazon search bar.
Okay. My first guess is frying pan.
Frying pan is a great guess, and it's wrong.
No! Oh, damn it. All right, Holly, you got this.
Not on the list.
F. Frame.
Ooh, good one.
Frame, as in a picture frame.
Yes.
Not on the list.
What? Oh. How is that possible?
What else the hell are you going to buy there?
Let's see.
All right. F is our letter.
Fudge.
Good. Go. Big money.
Good answer.
Fudge not on the list.
Damn it.
Ooh. How about fridge?
Is fridge on Amazon's search bar top 10 most searched for? It is not.
No.
What the hell? Okay. I'm going to think of a brand.
I'm going to say this. There is a there is an Amazon product that is on this. There are, let me see, two brand names that are on this as well.
I am going to go with Fritos.
Show me Fritos.
Fritos.
No Fritos on the list.
Wow.
So far, we have exactly zero.
Okay. All right.
Out of 10.
Can I just use the word, Steve, foot? Foot.
Good one, Holly. Foot. Yes. Yes.
You can, you did, and you were wrong.
Oh, no.
Not on the list.
We're 0 for 6.
Not even a foot scrubber.
Nope, not in the top 10. I'm gonna give you a hint just because I think you two just need a little momentum. Once you get one, you're gonna feel good.
Okay.
Think of an Amazon product that could benefit what you can view.
A Fire Stick.
You are exactly right, Holly.
Holly.
There you go.
On the board.
Now we're doing it. This is fun.
Fire Stick. Okay.
All right. Let's
think outside the box a little bit.
Okay. All right.
You have one of 10 so far.
Let's do more.
I like this. I like this a lot.
Oh, I do too. I'm going to go with Fly Swatter.
Show me Fly Swatter. Not on the list.
Oh. What do we wear, Donna, okay, that
good
starts
one
with a letter F?
Okay. This is
May
good.
I give you a hint?
Uh-huh.
Particularly if you are athletic.
Is it a brand?
This is a brand, but it's almost, you almost don't even think of it as a, yeah, it's a brand, but there are people who copy the brand as well. If you're into fitness, you might wear this.
Footwear.
Not footwear.
Oh, no.
Fitness.
First part was right.
Fitness?
Wait, footwear?
No, just the first part of that word was right.
Foot.
Nope, fit.
Fitbit.
Fit. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Donna.
Fitbit.
Woo! Thank you for the hint.
Fitbit.
We got 2 one out of 10.
This is not going well at all,
but that's what makes it fun.
If you're just tuning in, we're playing the Amazon search bar game where we pick a letter and then they try to guess the top 10 things that populate when you search via that letter. Think decor.
Ooh.
If you want to display some stuff, but you don't want support structures to show.
Oh. Your turn.
You want to display something, but you don't want support structures to show. FL.
Floor lamp?
Not floor lamp.
That's a good one. Is floor lamp on the list?
Floor lamp is on the list.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's not the one that we're looking for, but it is on the list. Way to go, Holly.
I know what you're saying. A floating shelf.
You got it,
yes.
Donna. Now we're cooking.
Shelf.
Now we are cooking with gas. So far, we have Fire Stick, Fitbit, floor lamp, and floating shelves.
All right, we're looking for the top 10.
Top 10.
Yeah.
F searches
on Amazon.
Just the letter F.
Food.
Ooh.
Just food.
Food is on the list, but that's half of it. So you're going down the right direction. Let's say you are tracking what
food scale. Food scale.
That's it.
Yes,
food scale. Nice. Nice.
Okay. I just had something and now it left me.
Yeah, work it out, Donna. Work it out.
Wait. Where was it? What was it?
So far, we have Fire Stick, Fitbit, floor lamp, floating shelves, food scale. That's 5 of the 10 that we are looking for.
Foot massager.
Yeah.
There
foot
is,
massager.
Yeah. Foot massager is not on the list. Dang. And earlier I did tell Holly that foot is not represented on this list.
Oh, you did.
So now she's gone back to it twice and now you've done it once.
That's
so
okay.
No more foot guesses.
All right, fine.
You might take this as a supplement.
Fiber.
You might, but not on this list.
Damn it.
Folic acid.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
might,
babies.
But not
good
on
answer.
This list. Think.
Fungus medication.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah,
no zombies. No zombies.
not on the list. Think under the sea. You might take this as a supplement.
Fish oil.
That's it, Queen.
All
yes.
right, people burping.
Fish oil is on the list. Okay, there are four more. One, two, three, four, five, six. There are four more, but two of them kind of come together.
Mm-hmm.
This and the twofer uses an F word as a description for a couple of items.
Mm-hmm. Fluorescent lights.
Not yes, fluorescent Holly. Lights. Not on the list.
Great guess.
Think of the size of something.
Size of something. I can't.
Fuge.
Think of how
fuge.
You.
Fuge.
Think of at nighttime. Mm-hmm. Where did this idea strike me?
Bed in bed.
Okay. Now think of a descriptive term to talk about the size of something in that space.
Fat.
Wow.
Fat?
No.
Mm. Huh.
How big is that? Is that a...
A foot.
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 No. I'm going to give you this one.
Okay.
Full size mattress.
Oh!
And its companion is full size bed frame.
Oh, look
damn
at that.
So those are the companion ones there. Real quick, we have two more, I think. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Fire stick, Fitbit, floor lamp, floating shelves, food scale, fish oil, full-size mattress, full-size bed frame. Two more. One is a brand, and one is something that pretty much all of us have somewhere in our house.
Oh.
You'll use it a lot. A lot more in the summer.
I'm going to go with the brand. Is it Fila?
It is not Fila.
Frigidaire?
Ooh. It is not Frigidaire. They are a dairy brand.
Oh, something farms, farmland.
Yeah.
Farm dairy.
We're
going to
give
food.
You, it's like a kind of dairy. We're going to give you Fairlife protein
shakes.
Okay,
love it.
That's
tough.
Great, but finally, we have to get this one before we go. This is the 10th one.
Okay.
We're at the Amazon search bar game. We typed in the letter F. These are the top 10 that come up. Everybody, more or less, has this in their house.
Inside our house. Is it in our kitchen?
There's a version of it that could be, but not traditionally in your kitchen. Sometimes you can move these anywhere. Sometimes they are fixed and they stay in one place.
Oh, it's a fire pit. Fire?
It is
fire
not
place.
It is not a fire pit, nor is it a fireplace.
Not, no, and it's not a space.
And again,
either,
you would use it a little more in the...
A fan!
Nailed it!
That was the Amazon search bar game. Woo! We typed in the letter F. And it's so fun because when I then type in FR, totally different list.
Right. Wow, this could go on for years.
Tune in tomorrow.
Gosh, that was hard, but good job, Donna.
Okay.
And same to you,
guys. You did it.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, see something, say something. So there was a woman who went to a concert. She hollowed out a loaf of bread, and then she hid something in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. We'll tell you about it when we return. It's Donna.
You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything, entertainment. If you see something, our belief is that you should say something.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
If you see something, say something with Donna and Steve. If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Now, you could have told me that this happened to Donna once, and I would have believed you.
How dare you?
There's a bit of ingenuity here. So you can't bring alcohol into concerts. Venues are like, hey, no, buy our beer, don't buy theirs. Or yeah. Don't bring your own, you know.
Okay, so are you insinuating that I've snuck alcohol into places?
I'm not done with the story yet. I think at the end of the story, you'll okay, just fine. See that I could have placed you as this woman, and it'd be like, oh, yeah, you did that. Like, I could hear you saying, I did that once. This is what happened. There was a woman in Australia, Rise Up Lights, named Alexandria Funnel. And she posted a video from a Bon Iver concert this month. She and a friend, they didn't want to wait in line at the bar. They didn't want to overpay for drinks. So she bought a loaf of sourdough bread, hollowed it out, and then hit a bottle of wine right in the middle of it.
A whole bottle of wine?
It may have been one of the small, slightly smaller ones. It's a pretty big loaf of bread that she has. But squeezes it down.
Why
in there.
Are they letting her in with a loaf of bread?
Because there are some venues, like I'm thinking the Hollywood Bowl, I think, actually lets you bring wine as well. But some will let you bring, it could be like picnic style. So you can bring that, you're sitting sure. up in the grass amphitheater and all that. So they don't let you bring your own alcohol, but food is okay. So she was like, they're not going to be checking this loaf of sourdough. So she posted a video on TikTok that shows her pouring a glass of wine from the bread while she and her friend laugh. She told a reporter that they'd already spent like $200 per ticket. They wanted to save a little money. The bread did not go to waste. She took it home, made garlic bread after the show. So then a few people in the comments shared their own tricks as well. The wine thing, nobody would ever check. I mean, she just opens that little sourdough mouth too, screws the cap back
on.
So
is it a cap on top of the bread, or is it like a long loaf?
It's a long loaf.
Yeah. I see.
And you shove the bottle, you hollow it out, and then you shove it down in there. And then the lip of the bread sort of like closes and then opens. Kind of like if the bread was a puppet.
Got it.
And had a mouth at one end.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It got punched in the jaw. Now it's bleeding out into your red, into solo, your red solo cup.
That's exactly right. So that's how that works. Some people in the comments started saying, oh, I have tricks as well. Somebody said that they once filled a water bottle with whiskey. They put it in a Pringles can and then added a few chips to the top to hide it.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's smart.
I think I may have done that with vodka in a water bottle.
Do you see why I said that? At the beginning of the story, I said I got
a feeling. Stop charging $10 a drink. Thank you.
Do you see how I was right? Remember at the beginning of the story when you were like, are you insinuating that I sneak alcohol in? And I said, just let me finish the story. And I bet you it's going to be like, I could see Donna doing that. And then lo and behold, she did it.
Well, like you've never snuck candy into a movie theater.
Donna!
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We have for sure. I think some movie theaters allow it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They loosen the policy. I don't know if it's at all chains, but it's some. And yeah, we'd go in and have like a backpack, you know? They're not checking your backpack or anything. Right. What do they care? They're just ripping tickets. Get in there, guys.
Right.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
I like to get the pizza at movie theaters now. Movie theater pizza, when they deliver it to your seat.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really wonderful experience. If you haven't had that, you're sitting in a movie theater. It's already a romantic experience in that the lights, the smell of the popcorn,
yeah,
the carpet, all of it. Now the movie's getting going, and then you see a shadowy figure walk in holding a hot box of pizza.
Pretty soon it'll be a drone just come and fly into your seat.
That's right.
I do like to save a buck. I'm not going to lie. And it probably comes from my parents. Like growing up, if we went to like Great Adventures or some amusement park, we would go in the park, spend a few hours, and then when it was time to eat, we would go out to the car and we would basically, what do you call that? Tailgate. So we would have like a jug with like fruit punch or iced tea in it and sandwiches that were pre-made in a cooler.
Right.
And then we would have our lunch and then go back into the park.
They didn't let you bring it into the park?
Nope.
At the amusement park that I grew up at, Kennywood Amusement Park, they had pavilions.
Oh, that's nice.
So you would, people were dragging in coolers, pack and plays, you know, sure. tablecloths, all of this stuff. And then we would set up shop for like a family reunion day. Fun. And then we'd have three tables. Somebody was always staying back at the pavilion to watch the pack and play because there was always some kid who was napping or just needed to rest their legs or whatever. Aww. And yeah, it was great.
Great times.
Good oldies.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Donna.
Hey, can I ask where that happened? The woman who hollowed out the bread?
Australia.
Oh, I see.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
By the way, Robert Downey Jr.'s gum that he stuck on Jon Favreau's Walk of Fame. He did that a little while ago. It was funny. It was just like, hey, let me just be the first person to start this because people just start walking on this stuff. They're spilling drinks on it. Gum's falling out. They're sticking it. So he did that as a joke. Well, that gum that Robert Downey Jr. had in his mouth, it's now on eBay. Starting bid of $55,000 Canadian. It's only $40,000 here in the U.S. The seller claims to have attended the ceremony, says that they scooped the gum up right from the star. They saw it go down and they were like, all right, now I'm going to get this right after. And the seller says, I'm selling it in the same condition I got it in. Shoot. And can be tested for his DNA. Although to test that, you would need Robert Downey Jr. to allow you to pluck one of his hairs or however else you're going to do it. So that's unlikely.
Are there any bids? Do we know? Can we look it up? Yeah. Look it
Stand
up.
By yeah. 1 second.
Okay.
There are.
Because, I mean, get a life. You know? I mean, right?
Yes.
Like, go get a job. Well, you know?
Oh, wow. Nice.
Woo!
That goes close.
But seriously, like, people have too much time on their hands.
Should I place a $1 bid?
Well, that's not the minimum bid, though.
What is the minimum bid?
Like $50,000?
Or is that what he wants? Is that the buy it now?
If it's one
no, it does say starting bid. 55, zero bid so far.
If one bid is $1, Steve, throw your hat in the ring. Okay, you get it going, and then what's your max bet out? Like $10? If it goes over $10, you're out?
Yeah, that feels right.
Uh-huh.
Will they even allow you to make a bid if you're only bidding a small amount?
Okay. It does say starting bid, 55,000 Canadian.
Oh,
bah.
No.
Who's on the Canadian dollar?
I think the queen was. Yeah. Queen. And now old Chuck. Yeah.
Old Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm almost done with the book, by the way.
Chuck 3.
Why is the queen on it?
Because it's a Commonwealth.
Still?
Yes.
Currently?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait. The British monarchy oversees Canada?
Well, it's part of the Commonwealth, the British Commonwealth.
Who else is in the Commonwealth?
Australia?
Still?
Still.
Virgin Islands? British.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't verify who actually is. It looks like they got a bunch of dudes.
I just learned that today.
And the Queen was on the 20 at one point. And then some other people. I don't know my Canadian history, so I'm going to go cry about it. Bye.
All right. Bye, Holly. We'll have a dirt alert coming up. That's fun.
Mike's in next. Bye now.
Bye.